Gospels According to Love audio. Mark chapter 4, Sower of the Seed, April 9, 2005. Jesus began to teach by the seaside. There gathered to him such a great multitude that he entered into a ship and he sat in the sea while the whole multitude gathered along the shore. Jesus taught them by telling many parables in his doctrine, said, "Behold, behold, there went a man out to sow his seed. It happened as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. The fowls of the air came devouring them up. Some fell on stony ground, where they had little earth, immediately sprang up because there's no depth of earth. When the sun came out, all became scorched and withered away because there was no root. Some seed fell among thorns, and when the thorns grew up, they choked the seed, and it yielded no fruit. Other seed fell on good ground, springing up and increasing, yielding good fruit. The seed brought forth some 30, some 60, some hundredfold." Jesus paused then, stated, "Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." When Jesus was alone with the 12 and some others, they asked him of the parable. Jesus said to them, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of love, but to those who are without, all things are done in parables, so that seeing they might see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest any time they be converted and their hates and fears forgiven them." Jesus said to them, "Know you not the meaning of this parable? How then will you know the meaning of all parables? The seed of the man is the word of love. Those along the path are like the seed where the word was sown. To some, when they have heard it, hate comes immediately and takes away the word of love that was sown in their hearts. The seed that is sown on stony ground are those who have heard the word of love and immediately receive it with gladness. Still they have no root in them, so they endure for a short time. When affliction or persecution arises for love's sake, they become offended and fall away. The seeds sown among thorns are those who hear the word of love, but the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things enter. Their love becomes choked in them and is corrupted. The seeds sown on good ground are ones who hear the word of love, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Jesus spoke to them, "Another parable is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under the bed. Is it not to be put out on a stand? There is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Anything kept in secret will be cast abroad. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear." Again, Jesus said to them, "Take heed what you hear and with what measure you meet, for it shall be measured to you even greater. To you that hear, more shall be given. For those that have, to them shall be given also. Woe to those that have not. From them shall be taken even that which they have." Jesus said, "So is the kingdom of love, as if one should cast seed into the ground, then sleep and rise, night and day. The seed springs forth and grow up, they know not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. When the fruit is brought forth, immediately they put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. Jesus said, in what ways shall we liken the kingdom of love? To what parable shall we compare it? Is it like the grain of mustard seed when it is sown in the earth? It is less than all the seeds that are in the earth, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs. It shoots forth great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word of love to everyone as they could hear it. Without parables, Jesus spoke to the apostles, and when they were alone, Jesus expounded on all things to them. The same day when evening came, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us pass over to the other side." So after they had sent away the multitude, they went into a ship. There also went with them great calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" They feared exceedingly, saying to one another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"